This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration is jumping the gun on its unseemly zeal to play Rambo in Nicaragua. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the Reagan administration acts as if it's already won the showdown Senate vote to send U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. The State Department has started to plan the war, and the CIA is all set to carry it out. But the Senate still has to vote, Bob. The American people are against the administration scheme by margins of nearly 2-1 because they think the next step will be U.S. combat troops. I hold no brief for the Sandinistas, Bob, but military aid will only make a bad situation worse. The Contras are creatures of the CIA. They're terrorists, not freedom fighters. Corrupt cast-offs of the old Somoza dictatorship with no support in Nicaragua. They've already embezzled millions of dollars in U.S. aid, and they don't deserve another dime.
Ted, you're really leading with your chin on this one. While we were saluting Lady Liberty on the Statue of Liberty's birthday, communist dictator Daniel Ortega was busy crushing freedom in Nicaragua. In his latest effort to knock out the church, he expelled Catholic Bishop Antonino Vega. Ortega says the bishop is a spy for the CIA. Second, he shut down the only opposition newspaper left in town. You see, Ortega has real problems with freedom of the press. Ted, two of the world's most popular and respected leaders, Pope John Paul II and Ronald Reagan, are appalled by Ortega's massive human rights oppression. Why do you liberals continue to play the fool while the Soviet Union and Cuba call the shots in Nicaragua is certainly beyond me. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Senate has voted to put Daniel Manion on the federal bench, despite Ted's smear tactics. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.